Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Makin8 maniacs. That's right, time to kick off the knob and get ready for some bull riding rodeo talk right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Got to tell you, it's Thursday, and we recovered from our birthday. Yep, that's right. You know, we're up there a ways, but we did enjoy the day. And you know what? Like I said, you know, once again, I cannot get over all the birthday wishes that we got out there. Really meant a lot from all of you fans. We had a lot of them. I mean, I lost count at well over 250 of them. So I know that we were in upwards of over 300. Just amazing. Couldn't possibly get back there and respond to everybody. So this is my way of doing it, telling you guys thank you for the birthday wishes. It was a lot of fun yesterday. Had a great time. But you know what? It is go time. It's go time. It's show time. Just about. I mean, less than a week away. We're going to be Rodeo Miami, and that is in Oklahoma. We've got a great broadcast coming at you next Friday and Saturday night. Show is going to start, I believe, 7:30 Central Time, which will make it 8:30 over here on the East Coast. We'll be broadcasting it live for you, the Makin8 fans. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great deal. I know that Saturday Josh Grayson is going to be down there playing after the event. Going to be a jam up time, so you guys make sure to tune in and get a grip, because it's going to get wild. Now, next Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be on the road. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to hang out with us, kind of be our traveling partners as we head out west, and really looking forward to it. You know, this has been something that we've been looking forward to for a long time. We've made some quick decisions, but we've made some good decisions, I believe. We were just there in Oklahoma City during the IFR. Was there to broadcast that for you, the Makin8, the bull riding, the rodeo fans. Had a great time with it, and we're going to bring you a lot more from out that way. We've got several events that we're currently working on, and we're hoping to get a whole lot more. Wow. You know, that I'm almost floored. I'm seeing here in our chat room, talking about our road trip and heading out west, it sounds like Miss Emily is actually taken off of work so she can hang out with us and be our traveling partner. That is amazing. That's diehard fans right there. And I'm telling you what, we're going to do everything that we can to hang out with you guys. Now, I will tell you, Melanie, who's in our chat room as well, you know, unfortunately, she is going to be in school. However, we're going to give you at least a little bit of our evening broadcast, both Tuesday and Wednesday. So as soon as you get home from school, get that homework working on, you can tune in and check us out, find out how things are going, and we'll give you some updates. We'll talk about our road trip adventures, and we'll kind of catch you up to speed. So even if you can't – I mean, obviously, that's a long haul. We're talking most of the day Tuesday, most of the day on Wednesday. You guys are going to have the opportunity to check us out and just stop in, say hey to us, find out where we're at, how we're doing. Definitely want to hear from you guys as we're heading out there on the road. So please make sure to do that. Pass on our link. Now, if you guys have not seen Makin8.com, we're making some major changes to it, getting things ready as we take off and head out west. So Wow, sounds like Miss Kat Johnson. It sounds like everybody's having some issues down here. But I will tell you that we've got some really cool things going. You know, Melanie, I see your comment here in the chat room about archiving our road trips. And unfortunately, because of the amount of broadcasting that it is, I don't think that we're going to be able to archive it. We might give you the last little bit of each evening that we are actually going to broadcast. We may archive some of that, but it's just going to be a lot of video there. I mean, we're talking major hours of being on the road. So if you don't catch it live, that's all right. We'll catch up with you again because we're going to have several opportunities to be doing this. I will tell you, anytime we're going to a rodeo, coming back to a rodeo or bull ride, we're going to have the cameras rolling. We're going to be able to have you guys as our traveling partners. We're going to have a lot of opportunities to get you guys involved, to find out. We're going to have traveling partners. We're going to be hauling some bull riders, some bullfighters, that type of thing. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So you guys make sure to stay tuned with us and get a grip because it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to look for you guys to make it fun. You know, you guys are going to be a big part of that. There's going to be times like this next road trip on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be traveling alone. So we're going to look for you guys to be our traveling partners. But even when we have other guys with us, you know, when we've got some cowboys hauling with us, we want you guys to be a part of it, get to know them a little bit, get to see how we interact while we're heading down to these next events. It's going to be a jam-up time. So hopefully you guys will be able to tune in. You know, I saw some comments here coming in the first part of our show. Some of the fans are asking, what are we going to do? No PBR on Versus this weekend. Well, Megan 8 has got some alternatives for you. We're not going to be broadcasting. However, there will be some live video streams that will be going on this Friday and Saturday night. We're going to talk about them here when we come back from our first break. So, with that being said, fans, we are going to take our first break. I want to thank you all for tuning in here today to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. Make sure to get a grip with making8.com. Get over there and check out the new website. I also am looking for some feedback. Now, I will tell you, our initial page is set up. The Buck Daniels Ranch video broadcasting page is kind of set up the way we're looking to format the rest of them. Looking for your feedback. So if you guys get a chance during this break, why don't y'all go down to making8.com, go to the video page. Right up there on the top, you'll see the drop-down window under videos or video network. You can see the Buck Daniels Ranch. Click on it. Come back and tell us what you think about it. You know, last Friday we played a little bit of Luke Kaufman. We're going to throw a little bit more at you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned, fans. We'll be right back.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Macon8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right. Hopefully you guys got a chance to get over there and check out the website. Tell us what y'all think. We're looking to add some more things. We're going to, you know, it's still in the process of being worked on, but we are going to get it together for you guys. We wanted something that's pretty simple for you guys to get through, but we want to get you guys a lot of information there, a lot of resources for rodeo, for bull riding, and for Macon 8. We want you guys to be able to see where our broadcasts are going to be, which ones are going to be next, you know, that type of thing. What we're hoping to do is to be able to set up each show page so that when you click on the live event center that particular day, it'll take you right to that show page. We'll have a list of archives there, so if you missed the first day, you can go back and see the archives right there. You know, that's the kind of thing that we're looking to go at with it. It's going to kind of simplify things for us as we're out there hitting these rodeos. We've got so many, you know, I mean, we're hoping to be able to do rodeos and bull rides throughout the week as well to give you fans something to watch, something to tune into, and get your fix for bull riding and rodeo. We're going to have a lunch hour rodeo shows. We're going to talk about where we are, what's going on, the PBR, PRCA. Going to let y'all know what's going on. Still going to have our guests call into our show, hopefully. You know, and I got to tell you, Luke Snyder, I ran into Luke Snyder in Tampa. Now, we met him, obviously, out in Vegas during the NFR, talked to him about the shows. He was really impressed, really wanted to be a part of it, you know. Said, oh, yeah, I'll call into our show. Well, we had been trying up until Tampa. Ran into him in Tampa, and I'm like, look, man, you can't run. You can run, but you can't hide. I'm going to get you on our show. We got to get you involved with the fans. And he's like, I know. I owe you a show, man. I'm sorry. It's just been crazy, you know, and so on and so forth. So we're going to have him on our show. Come to find out, obviously, he comes out, blows up this event, Last Cowboy Standing, the first one to make a win, you know, to win the Last Cowboy Standing, really steps out. Was on Brendan's show, you know, had an opportunity to hear from him. We got to catch this guy. I do know that he's on his way out to Hawaii, so I don't think we're going to catch him out that way. But I will tell you that he has promised that he does owe us a show. We will get Luke Snyder on here before too long. So, you know, we're going to continue to keep working at getting some other guys. I know that we've got some guys lined up this week and next for sure. You guys will have some guests sitting out talking with us. So definitely look forward to that. I apologize we haven't gotten more on sooner. But it's coming. So you guys just hang tight, get a grip. It's about to happen. We're going to get some of these guys on where you guys can sit back and talk with them right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. Looks like Scotty the Clown is joining us today. Got to say, hey, man, glad to have you a part of it. And I'm still having nightmares from your recording. I can't get it out of my head. It's bad news, man. I might have to go see somebody for it. We'll have to wait and see. Anyways, yesterday, I have to apologize to one of our Macon 8 maniacs out here who has been working so hard. She's on her spring break. She's been trying to get us some cowboy logic for the day, really a big part of it, and we do appreciate it, Miss Melanie, but yesterday it completely slipped my mind as we were wrapping up our show. So even though we're only 15 minutes into our show, I'm going to give you a little bit of cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie. Her cowboy logic for the day is this. All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. So there is some good cowboy logic for you today, courtesy of Miss Melanie, and we do appreciate it, darling. Thank you very much, and I hope you're having a great spring break. And thank you guys for taking your time to tune in every day on the Lunch Hour Show. Speaking of cowboy logic, we've got the man of the hour, Mr. Cody Burleson, the cowboy logic man himself. Cody.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, partner. What do you say?
I say I thought I about lost you there because I hit one instead of the speaker button.
Yeah, I see that. But that's all right. I know when your hand was raised, it was time to talk, so we would bring you on.
Anyways, I got two of them to throw out today because I don't know if I'll be able to make tomorrow's show or not. We're getting pretty busy down here. But anyways, the wisest mind has something yet to learn.
Very true.
And that life is a climb, but once you reach the top, damn, what a view.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, I'll tell you what, you're not kidding, man. That's some great cowboy logic for the day, Cody. We certainly appreciate it, man. You know, I got to tell you, every day it seems like it just – The days go so much smoother when we have our Cody Burleson Cowboy Logic for the day.
Well, heck, man, I don't want to see what a week without it would do.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, we couldn't have that, man. But I do appreciate it, Cody. You're a fine attribute to the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, man, and we do appreciate it, amigo.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind word, buddy.
All
but
right,
anyway,
man.
Scott, I need to get off here, man. I need to go pick up my four-wheeler and go have some fun. I need it.
Oh, 10-4, man. Well, yeah, I hear you. What's the weather like out there?
Oh, let's see. It is... Yeah, right. I wish it was... It's 52 degrees right now.
Holy smokes. Uh-oh. I just got something popped up here. I don't know where it came from. Holy cow. I got my computer's going haywire on me. But, hey, listen, man, yeah, 52 degrees is a nice change for Ohio. But I got to tell you, man, I don't think it's dropped below 80 during the day or below the 80s. We're actually having 90-degree weather down here. I was in the pool half the day yesterday.
Oh, man, it must be nice. I can't wait to get into our farm pond back at the house.
You betcha, man. Well, go have you some fun on the four-wheeler, buddy, and enjoy the day.
Oh, yes, sir. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. All right, guys. Cody Burleson, our Cowboy Logic Man of the Day. And I got to tell you, we sure do appreciate it. Now, it looks like Miss Shannon Taylor says that she will not be able to listen in, but she is waving to all the Making Eight Maniacs out there. Got to say we appreciate it. Wow. Sounds like Denise says she's still having 39 degrees out there where she's at. Man, I feel for you, darling. That's bad news right there. No good at all. Like I said, you cannot pass up this sunshine weather, this Florida sunshine state weather. We are just enjoying it, having a blast with it. And, well, shoot, you know, hopefully, from what I understand, now I've been kind of watching the weather reports out there in Oklahoma, and they've been calling for 80s and things like that. A little drier air out there, and, of course, the wind's been blowing, so I don't know if it would be pool-type weather yet. But, hey, by the time we get out there and get rolling, it probably will be. Getting down to it. Now, I know just before our break we were talking about what is everybody going to do this weekend. PBR is not going to be on Versus this weekend. There's no Built Four Tough Series event. So I started doing some research, started looking into it and checking out some of our Making Eight connections out here. And lo and behold, I saw that it appears that the ABBI Spring Fling Classic from Stevensville, Texas, Friday and Saturday, will be streamed online. You can find it just like we did New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So you guys make sure to get over there and go check it out. We're going to have the links posted up on making8.com, so you guys will be able to get over there and go watch this broadcast. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, I was looking through this draw sheet, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see where you could figure out that this was not a Built 4 Tough Series event, with the exception of guys only riding one day out of the two. But, I mean, really, we've got some big names coming into this deal, and just scrolling down the list here, Josh Faircloth, the Zebra, North Carolina Cowboy is going to be there. Scrolling out, Billy Robinson, we've seen on Built 4 Tough Series, as well as Josh Faircloth. There are many of them here. Just trying to catch more of them. Brendan Clark, obviously, is going to be there. The list just goes on and on. It really does. And I believe that's only for Friday night so far. Reese Cates is going to be there. Carlos Garcia, another Seaver guy we've been following a lot. Jared Farley is going to be there. Big names. Dusty LaBeth is going to be there. Saturday, Pistol Robinson. Let's see. Tony Mendez. Scrolling down the list. Casey Hayes. Dusty Ephraim. Jared Farley. let's see, Caleb Sanderson, Matt Bohan, Cody Lostro, Josh Cashel, Reese Cates, Cord McCoy, yeah, Ned Cross. You're not going to want to miss this. Paulo Krimber is going to be there on Saturday. Going to be a jam-up event. Now, if you go to abbinow.com, click on the events, you'll see the Spring Fling Classic Rider Draw, and that'll give you a list of who all is going to be there, what days, and what their matchups are. So, yeah, you can bet that it's going to be a jam-up time. Macon 8 is going to be out there. We'll be chatting along with you guys. Hopefully they will have a chat room. If they don't, we will regroup and have one there for you on Macon8.com. So, like I said, just make sure that you guys are ready to tune in. I believe both of those days are 7:30. I don't know if it's Eastern time or if it's Central time. I believe it is Central time. But, yeah, don't want to miss it. They also have the bucking futurity for you stock contractors out there or soon-to-be stock contractors, wish you were stock contractors. The bucking futurity will also be going on during Saturday during the day, so you guys can tune in and watch that online as well. Like I said, I do believe that it is 7:30 Central time, but you guys make sure to stay tuned. We'll let you guys know. Follow the links there with Macon8.com. You can find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and we'll let you guys know. Like I said, not going to be us that is going to be doing the broadcasting, but we are going to be making it happen for you guys. You know, we want you guys to be able to tune in and watch some bull riding, watch some rodeo, watch your favorite athletes. I mean, look at the list of the guys that are going to be there. This is going to be, you know, almost a mini Bill Ford Tough Series event. Now, I will tell you this, though. The bulls are going to be rank, and I mean rank. If you guys watch the futurity that they had in, it was December 31st and January 1st, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, the Cowtown Classic, those bulls bucked. And we're going to see a lot more of them this time around. So you guys make sure to tune into that. I'm looking forward to it. I figure, well, you know what? If we can't get any Built For Tough Series event this weekend, it's obviously Easter weekend. This is a great opportunity to sit back and watch some really good bull ride. So you guys make sure to tune in, stream online. ABBINow.com has all the information there for you. And, you know, we're going to throw that out for them. We'll give them a little bit of a plug. You know, we've got one of our good friends, Austin Whitmore, is actually working there with Cowboy Fresh. He works with ABBI. He's down there in Texas. Wish we could be there as well, but we're going to be there a week later. So I guess we're a week late and a dollar short. But, yeah, it's going to be really exciting to watch that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that the Spring Fling Classic. Brought to you by abbinow.com. I got to tell you, like I said, it gives everybody something to do, so you guys get it on your calendars and get ready for it. That'll be coming at you tomorrow. Next week, obviously, PBR is going to be back in Seattle. We got some guys that are going to be coming back, but we also got some breaking news yesterday. We did find out Renato Nunez has decided to take the surgery for his shoulder. It's unfortunate, but it looks like that's going to put him out for the season. We also know that Brian Canner is out. Several of these guys, you know, have decided to take the remainder of the year off. And I feel so bad for Brian. You know, he's got to come back from his injuries that he had, with missed almost, I believe, all of last year. You know, man, it's just disappointing to see these guys come at it. But that's the price you pay, and these guys are willing to pay that price, you know. Absolutely pretty, as sad as it is, we also have to understand that it's part of the game. It's a smart decision on Renato's part, for a long-term goal. Obviously he still wants to be competitive here in the next couple of years and figures that this is going to be the way to do it. Otherwise he may have a average year this year and it may go downhill after that if he doesn't take the actions now. So, I think it's a smart move on his part as well. It's just unfortunate that we will not have an opportunity to see the back flipping Renato Nunez out there. But I think that we're going to see him at events. He'll probably be traveling around with many of the guys doing some PR stuff for the PBR, as he is the reigning world champion. Look forward to maybe even seeing him there at the PBR finals. He does say that there's a possibility that he will be back. So we'll have to hold hopes and hope that that's the case. I don't believe that Miss Gabby is here today, and it's unfortunate because I know she's a huge Renato fan, and this is kind of devastating news to those big Renato fans. Now, I like the guy. Like I said, I like all the bull riders. You know, I mean, there's really not a guy I particularly don't like. But, you know, Renato and I got to talk when he was down here in Tampa. Actually, right after that shoulder injury, you know, we talked to him Saturday night. And just a great guy. Speaks English really well, too. So, and absolutely, Scotty the Clown making some great comments here in the chat room there that it could be, you know, it could make $500,000 difference, and you're right about that, you know. And these are business decisions. Just as we saw Austin Meyer hold back this week, decide not to compete even though he could have, decided that it would be more beneficial for him in the long term to rest that shoulder right now. He's still got, you know, a month worth of events, you know, coming up before the break. So he wants to be competitive. I'd like to see Austin come back and really make a statement, you know. But, yeah, interesting. I also see that you having a comment coming in that there's some drama unfolding in the NFPB finals. You'll have to fill me in on that, Scotty. I'd love to talk about it. So give me some word on that. Looks like Miss Sandy Graber has joined us here today. Got to say thanks for jumping on board here with us. We did have Miss Barbara here right before the show, said that she had an appointment. She's going to have to run off, but she did stop in and say hey, and we're just glad for that. Man, got to love all the Making Eight Maniacs hanging out here with us. But, yeah, business decisions, you know, comes down to making the right ones, and you certainly want to do what you can in making those decisions. Also saw PBRnow.com. Got a special deal with Jim Hayworth, the CEO of the PBR, and was pretty impressed to see him put a thank you letter out to all the fans. You know, I see a lot of criticism, and, you know, a lot of people are out there criticizing these guys. You know, it is. But if the guy's going to take the opportunity to say thank you, we need to respect that. You know, I mean, come on, really. You know, I think it's a great thing that he's willing to do that, take the time out of his schedule in the marketing and the business side of things to say, you know what, we appreciate you guys tuning in and giving you a little heads up that, hey, you know, this pay-per-view event was a success, you know. And I think that we are going to see it for particular events as this one. Like I said, it would not hurt my feelings if we saw the Iron Cowboy go away. It would, however, hurt my feelings if we saw the Last Cowboy Standing go away. That's one that I absolutely love this new format. So with that being said, it looks like we got another caller on the line. Let's see if we can't bring him on. 816, you're on the Lucky Hour Radio Show.
Hello, Scott. This is Scotty the Clown. I had to call in. The National Federation of Professional Bull Riders, their finals is the week after next. Harry Yoder, former champion in that organization, broke his arm earlier this season and could still have a shot at the title, but is really hoping for a finals win. He's going to have the cast off of his arm approximately 8 days before the event.
Wow.
So that's just a little bit of the story that's going on behind the scenes there. Henry's a young Amish bull rider here in this part of the country and has really turned things on and turned it up, so to speak. The NFPB, I don't know if a lot of your listeners are familiar with that, is an organization that's in 22 states now. And their finals will be the week after next at the St. Joseph's, Missouri at the Civic Arena.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it sounds like it could be exciting. And I know that there were some guys that were down here in the Sunshine State competing at a few of the finals down this way that are going to be up there. And hopefully we'll get to follow along. Are you going to be there?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Well, you'll have to.
I'll be entertaining, but I will be doing some sponsor representation, and you know, I'll be kissing dogs and petting babies. You know, kind of my thing.
Are you going to be sitting in the chair sleeping like you did at the IFR with your red hat on?
No, I think I'm going to be getting my nap in a little earlier in the day. This is a bull riding in particular I want to watch.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Make sure to get the day sheets and write some notes down. We'll have to get filled in when you come back.
I'll try to remember to do that. You have to remember I'm an ADD clown.
Yeah, well, you're definitely a clown, Scotty. I know that for sure.
You missed some cowboy logic today.
What's that?
You missed some cowboy logic today.
I knew some. What are you talking about?
You missed some.
Oh, I missed some. Oh.
I typed it in and you overlooked it. Old cowboys never die.
Yep.
They only smell that way.
That's for sure. And if Scotty Plowman, if I had my guess, I'd say he'd have been dead for about 20 years.
Oh, I see Sandy is weighed in on my napping and my time schedule there. So thank you, Sandy. I love you tremendously.
Hey, Scotty. Listen, man, I appreciate you calling in and giving us a heads up there on the NFPB. And keep us up to date, man. We'll check in with you after the event. Like I said, make notes, man. Write them down. At your age, you're going to need to.
Gee, thanks, Sarah Haas. Somebody else had a birthday yesterday, as I recall.
That's right.
I'll use large print so you can read it, okay?
There you go, man. That'll probably work. All right, Scotty. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Bye.
All right, see ya. All right, thank you for that, Miss Emily, posting the link out there. Obviously, now that Miss Barb was not able to join us today, you know, we're able to catch up. And hopefully you guys will be out there. If you guys are around the Missouri area, you want to go check out the NFPB World Finals. Sounds like it could get a little interesting down there coming down to it. And we'll have to wait and see. We'll follow along Scotty the Plowman's word, which is, we're going to have to make sure somebody just keeps him awake long enough. We'll have to get a hold of his wife and see if we can't make sure that she's slapping him over there, especially if he's wearing his red hat. But I'll tell you what, if they have cameras on it, you can bet that we'll spot him out there. He's definitely recognizable. You'll spot him out there in the middle of the crowd. He's like Where's Waldo, you know. It doesn't take you long, but you'll see him for sure. Anyways, like I said, definitely appreciate him calling in and checking in with us about the NFPB. And like I said, look forward to talking with him as soon as he gets back from that event. Should be a good time. You know, we got rodeos coming. Bull riding season is underway. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys are out doing, where you're at. You know, hopefully you guys will post that and we'll give you guys an opportunity. I invite you to go to makin8.com or go to our Facebook page and tag us. Put out where you guys are going this weekend. You know, just say, hey, a heads up, want to let you know this is where we're going. We're going to try to get it incorporated to makin8.com so that way the Facebook page will automatically show you anytime that you post to us. We're trying to get it linked up, and hopefully we'll see that there. But we want you guys to give us a word, let the other fans know where you guys are going to be at. I think that's real important. So definitely make sure you guys start getting a grip with that. The season is here. We're gearing up, I'm telling you. You know, and it's only going to be a few short months before we're there in Las Vegas for the World Finals and PBR, and then less than a month after that, the NFR, you know, which we're hoping to be at as well. Should be a really good time. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We're going to follow along with you guys. Make sure if you guys are not a part of the PBR Fantasy League that you guys get over and join the Making 8 Maniacs group page. We want you guys there. Our top winner is going to win a Maniac belt buckle courtesy of Making 8. So definitely want to say, you know, this – race could get a little tight, should be a lot of fun, and we want to follow along the whole second half of the season. So make sure you guys get over there and do that. I know that Miss Sandy had a very strong run in the first part of it. We'll just see if she can bounce back and make it happen here in the second half as well. Obviously, the first event, the last Cowboy Standing, was a little bit different type format. We'll find out next week in Seattle how the cards really lay out. So, anyhow, getting down to it, like I said, we got the PBR. Been talking a lot about that. We got the PRCA. We've got some guests that are going to be calling in our show. And, you know, we're going to give you guys a heads up here. We got some surprises coming your way, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. It's going to be a great time to sit back and talk to some of the bull riders. Some of the guys that we may not have heard a lot about, we're going to get to know them a little bit more. So I think that's real important in this day and age for you guys to follow along. Obviously, this Touring Pro event, we recognize the guys that have been on the Built Ford Tough Series. What about some of these other guys? You know, we want an opportunity to get to know a little bit about them, and hopefully we'll be able to do that, especially once we get out there and or start living in the Western community. It looks like Emily will be heading out to the PRCA Rodeo April 29th through May 1st, which is actually going to be the same weekend that we're out broadcasting in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to be down there in Miami, Oklahoma, and broadcast some Rodeo Miami. So you guys make sure to check that out. It's going to be a great time. And hopefully we'll get some word back from Miss Emily. If she can get a hold of some day sheets and print them up, make some notes for us, and bring it back to us, we can talk about them during the show the following week. Be a good time. That's kind of what we want to do. We want to get you guys familiar with what's going on in these rodeos, point out some of your key athletes that are out there competing and making a statement. You know, it's going to give you guys an opportunity to kind of see a little bit about how these guys are doing. We, Making Eight, cannot be everywhere at once, you know. So this is a community where you as fans can come together, talk with other fans about these particular events, and get them aware. And you know, I mean, for instance, Shane Hanchey, you know, we can follow Shane all day long, but to really know how he does, for instance, if he was up there in St. Paul, you know, we would have Emily here to do that. So now we would be able to kind of keep up through these with these guys throughout the entire season. Same way with the bull riding, you know. We obviously know Brendan Clark, you know, we can see him week in and week out. But how about some of these other guys that we don't get to see? Josh Cashel, you know, several of them that are not up there on tour right now, you know. This will give us an opportunity to kind of catch up and see how a lot of these guys are. I know Sandy Graber's posting out there. Guthrie, Oklahoma is also having the 89er Days Rodeo, where Miss Leanne Hart will be singing the national anthem. I did catch word of that as well. I think that's going to be a great time as well. Unfortunately, we're not going to be at the 89er Days. We're going to be up there in Miami. So, but it's going to be some great broadcasting. The rodeo season is officially getting started. You know, I mean, this is when it really starts heating up. Cowboy Christmas in July, right around the corner. Now, I will tell you that one of our things that we're looking to do is I know that one thing that we're looking to do is what we're trying to get together for Cowboy Christmas is to get together with a bull rider or two and go out and hit the road with them and be able to give you guys an experience of what Cowboy Christmas is all about. And thank you for that, Sandy. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. I know that Saturday Josh Grayson's going to be there playing as well. So we're really looking forward to being out there and being a part of that. And hopefully if you missed the live broadcast, you'll at least be able to go back and catch the archives as we'll have them posted on making8.com. So you guys make sure to do that. Anyhow. Getting down to it, we'll get out there and try to follow along with what's going on with as many of these rodeos and bull ridings as we can. We can't be anywhere at once. 89er Days Rodeo is going to be huge, you know, the 29th and 30th. Well, we're already going to be at an event. So we'll look to Sandy, and hopefully she'll be able to give us some insight when we get back from these events. As we get out to these rodeos, we want to get you fans excited about what's going on, get you talking about what your point of view was, what you saw about these events. So, Yeah, Scotty the Clown certainly knows what we're talking about with Cowboy Christmas. Long days, short nights, bad food, and no showers. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, though. That's the most important thing for Cowboy Christmas, is that when you gear up for this thing, you look to just go out and have a good time. So, yeah, we're going to be a big part of that. We want you guys to experience a little bit of that. Obviously, you guys won't have to ride around in the truck with the guys that have no showers and have to eat that bad food with us. But we may give you some long days and some short nights as we're out there on the road. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to us as we get ready to bring that to you there in July. And it's really like a 10-day span is what they call Cowboy Christmas. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Like I said, back to the whole deal. We're really going to rely on your support. This is the community. This is the rodeo network where we want you guys to come to bring us your information where we can sit back. That's why we offer these radio shows, these live video streams, you know, these broadcasts where we can sit back and talk with you guys as we're traveling from place to place, you know, as we're getting out there on the rodeo road. Even the bull riders, even the athletes that are out there hitting the pavement, you know, may not be able to know what's going on at the 8 and 9 days rodeo. Well, you know, if we got Sandy on board that can check in with us and give us a little update, post on our pages, you know, on makingaid.com, well, shoot, then we've got a little bit of an update. Now some more of the fans, the athletes are getting a little bit of a heads up and able to follow along. I think it's real important. So, and absolutely, that's part of the whole Cowboy Christmas is you can go from being absolute broke to leading in the world in just a few days. That's how big this, you know, this week is. And so you guys can look forward to Making Eight being a part of it. Now, we had talked about it the last 2 years. We had Rob Smets on as he talked about getting out there to Cowboy Christmas. And, man, you know, been sitting here in the Southeast, they don't have Cowboy Christmas like they do out West. Well, this year, we're going to be there. So, you know, it absolutely. Scotty the Clown's posting in there in our comment about needing reports on some of the little pumpkin rodeos. Hey, we'll take them. You know, I got to tell you, there's a weekly jackpot bull ride right there in Ada, Oklahoma on a weekly basis, Monday nights. Got word the other day that Jody Newberry was there for the first time ride. So if there's some key guys that stop by down there, you guys are out at these events, hey, let us know about it. Post it on our Facebook, post it on our Twitter pages so we can get out there and follow along with you guys. We want you guys to give us those information so we can pass it along to the rest of the fans and the athletes out there. We want you guys to be involved, and this is your opportunity. Not costing you anything other than what you would do normally spend by going to these events. All you're doing is taking it back to us. If you've got live Twitter posts that you can give us, if you've got live you know, if you guys have Facebook on your phones while you're out there, hey, send us some pictures, send us some links. We want to get as much as we possibly can from as many rodeos. We want the Making Eight Rodeo Network to be where it all goes. So it's real important for you guys to get things together. Let's make this deal happen. I know that Miss Denise is going to her first live bull riding event in June, and we definitely want to hear about it. We want to know what your experience is like there. So, Denise, we're going to really look for you. Now, that's one thing that we have got to get into. I know Denise is working on her project still. Where are you at right now, Miss Denise, in those projects? Make some notes here. Let us know how you're doing, and if you have any questions or things like that there, feel free to give us a call. Let us know what's going on. We definitely want to hear from you and get caught up. Absolutely. I see Sandy Graber's posting out Ryan McConnell's going to have an open bull riding Easter Sunday near Colgate. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that we want you guys to post out there. We want you guys to get that information out. And if you're going to be there, you know, we definitely want to hear you guys talking about it. So, you know, we want you guys to give us some updates on it. Oh, yeah, that's a great comment. Denise said she may give us a little Ustream footage from that, from her phone. Well, we'll have to check into that, and we'll find out. We'll get back with you, see how we can link that up. But anyways, getting down to it. I think we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, hopefully we'll get some insight from Miss Denise here on how her project is going. Hey, it's Thursday. We're only one day away from the weekend. We got some bull riding. We got some rodeo action coming your way. So y'all stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. In 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Folks, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Makin8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds, or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Makin8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. We're about 10 minutes left in our show here. If you guys want to jump on board, give us a call. I know that some of you guys were having some issues with your Blog Talk player here getting the stream to come across on the Lunch Hour shows. I will tell you that hopefully some of you guys are getting more and more acclimated to what the changes are and how to figure it out. You know, it makes it kind of hard because we're running a switchboard here. We don't have the player playing, you know, and it would absolutely bog down our computer if we did. So we got to kind of stay away from that side of things. I know that Scotty was putting his recommendations out. I will tell you that if you go to Makin8.com and click on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show or the Back on the Ranch Show, they're both the same. You guys can go over there and see the video or the radio show player and scroll down. Should be able to chat and everything right there for making8.com. Want to get you guys over there. We want to get you guys a part of it, you know, and hopefully you guys can be a big part of our chats daily, and we're not running into all these issues. We got to get these things worked out. But the only way we can do that is if you guys help each other and kind of pass that word along to us so we can help relay it as well. So, anyways, like I said, we're under 10 minutes left here in our show. And, shoot, well, we've just been having a great time. And, you know, I cannot wait. You know, we're only days away. It's going to be a long, hard 2 months, I can tell you that. I mean, we're going to be away from the family. Kids are going to be in school finishing up. Hopefully we'll get out there, find us a place to relocate. We can fly back home, get the family on board, get them packed up, and head back out west. That's our goal right now. That's what we're looking to do. We want to be closer to the rodeo action. We want to be hanging out with the Making 8 Maniacs. We want to hang out with the fans. We want to get to know you guys a little bit more. I know that a lot of you guys are from that way. Well, you know, sitting down here in the Sunshine State, we don't have an opportunity to run into as many of you guys. I think that by being out west, we're going to have the opportunity to get out and see a lot more of you all. And we want you guys to take an opportunity to get down and see these rodeos with us, hang out, spend some time with us. We'll work on getting you guys the access that you guys want to be closer to the action. We want to get you guys around the bull riders. You know, can never make guarantees, but we want to do what we can for you. So, I see that Ms. Denise is giving us an update. Her marketing project this week and next week is to figure out the long and short-term marketing and advertising goals. She's going to be doing this for Making 8. So, that's going to be real imperative. Now, she's sort of picking a target market right now. Hopefully we'll get things wrapped up. I know that she's got a big grade coming in for this deal, so we really want to help her out and support her as she uses Making 8 as her project. And we certainly want to get her a good grade, as well as us being able to take access to this and use it as our plan when we pitch this to sponsors and things like that. You know, we've been struggling here recently. It's hard for us to get sponsors, you know. I know that more and more are starting to kind of open their eyes to what Making 8 is all about, and they want to be a part of it, but we have to find a way to present it to them. And Denise is actually doing that for us, and we certainly appreciate that and think that it's a cool opportunity that Denise is giving us to be able to sit back and follow along, help her with her school project. Hopefully she'll get a good grade and then turn around and use that those resources that she's done in order to gain our marketing, you know, that we need for making8.com. So, like I said, we got a lot in the works here, fans. It's a rough deal. Scotty the Clown's out there trying to make a living at what he's doing as well, you know, and has actually had 15 rodeos canceled due to funding, and that's a hard thing. You know, times are tough right now. We need every edge possible that we can. And, I really believe that with the true fans and the dedicated fans that we have right here on making8.com, that we're going to be able to get through those rough times. That's why, you know, I mean, our quality may not be the best. We may have those technical issues, but they will get better as we continue to grow with you, the fans. And the only way that's going to happen is by getting your support, getting you guys behind us. Even with those rough times, when things smooth out, you can be, you know, a huge foundation for the reason why Making 8 is where it is. Like I said, it's all about the fans from right here. That's not going to change, you know. It doesn't matter what kind of large market we get into. The fact is, and we've had offers, but I will not take away what we're doing for the fans. That is what drives. I've been around rodeo as an athlete, you know. I've been there as a spectator, and I know what fills these shows and what supports the rodeo industry, and that is you fans. Other than that, it's just cowboys doing everyday cowboy work. You know, or out there hanging out, seeing who's got the biggest kahunas, you know, I mean, in the bull ride. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. There is no show. There is no event if you fans are not there to support it. So, once again, thank you guys for all that you all do. You're a huge part of it. You're a huge part of Making Eight. We certainly appreciate it. But that's going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. We got one more left tomorrow coming at you. We'll tell you, we're getting geared up. Make sure to get out to abbinow.com. We're going to have the links posted up on making8.com. And you guys get over and check out making8.com throughout the day as we're going to continue to have those things. Cat Johnson, I'm actually behind the scenes now. Now, just before the show, I was lining up your shop page right there on making8.com. I've already got the page lined up, ready to go. All we got to do is get the information on it. So hang tight, darling. Your store page is coming up right there on making8.com. You guys stay tuned and make sure to get a grip with us the rest of the week. We're going to close out our show today with one of our all-time favorites, Mr. Ross Hill. As he was up in Canada last year, he sent us a big shout-out there on the radio station that we were able to tune in and listen live to online. So got to thank Ross Hill and everybody who's been a part of making8.com. Until tomorrow, y'all get a grip. We'll see you down the road.
And we needed to make a special request to some of your friends down in the States.
Yeah, we're going to send a shout-out to the Making 8 Connection, Scott Music. That is with www.making8.com. You can also pick up the Ross Hill Show there, the Rob Smet Show, Back on the Ranch. We've got a bunch of different internet blog talk radios. So
okay.
Scott Music, for tuning in and listening and shouting out. We got you a song coming, bud.
All right, what should we request them?
You know, there's only one song that stands out for Florida, and that's going to have to be John Anderson, Seminole Wind.
Perfect. It's on the Breakfast Request Fest. Thank you to everybody down in Florida for listening and all of Ross's friends. I just looked on his Facebook. Ross Hill, pretty popular dude. He's got over 1,500 Facebook friends. John Anderson, Seminole Wind. It's on the Wolf. Fresh Country and the best Southern Rock, 99.7 The Wolf. John Anderson and Seminole win for all of Ross Hills' friends down listening in Florida.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to MakingEight.com.